This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Ministry of Home Affairs today unveiled the country's new national counter-terrorism policy and strategy titled Prahar. The strategy outlines the comprehensive framework to address evolving terror threats, using a proactive approach to prevent and counter terrorist threats. PRAHAR is an acronym where P stands for Prevention of Terror Attacks to Protect Indian Citizens and Interests, R stands for Responses, which are swift and proportionate to the threat posed, A stands for Aggregating International Internal Capacities for Achieving Synergy in a Whole-of-Government Approach, H stands for Human Rights and Rule of Law-Based Processes for Mitigation of Threats, A stands for Attenuating the Conditions Enabling Terrorism, including Radicalization, A again stands for aligning and shaping the international efforts to counter terrorism, and R stands for recovery and resilience through a whole of society approach. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has written a letter to the people of West Bengal, appealing to them to join the development journey. Issued in Bengali and Hindi, the letter outlines the Prime Minister's appeal to the electorate and presented BJP's development vision for the state. He said in a few months, the fate of the state will be decided. Mr. Modi said the future of the next generation depends on the careful choices made by the people of the state. He said the irreparable damage that West Bengal has suffered due to mismanagement and appeasement politics during the last 6 decades is indescribable. The Prime Minister said, despite the state government's utter non-cooperation and hostility, today crores of people in West Bengal have come under the ambit of banking services under Jan Dhan Yojana. Mr. Modi said when the ruling party in the state is taking away the food supply of the poor, the centre has extended a helping hand by providing loans worth 2,82,000 crore rupees to small traders and entrepreneurs. He said he is grateful that schemes like Atal Pension Yojana have helped 56 lakh senior citizens become self-reliant and that over 1 crore families received gas connections under the Ujwala Yojana, freeing women from smoke in the kitchens. He added that financial support under the Krishak Samman Nidhi scheme has brought smiles to more than 52 lakh farmers in West Bengal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the PM Surya Ghar scheme is a commendable milestone in the country's clean energy journey. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Prahlad Joshi, Mr. Modi complimented those who embraced rooftop solar power, thereby boosting savings, sustainability and self-reliance. The Union Minister noted in his post that 30 lakh households across the nation are now empowered with rooftop solar power under the scheme. Israeli Ambassador to India Ruben Azar today said Israel is excited to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi this week, noting that the two nations will move forward decisively during his visit. In a social media post, he said that when India and Israel come together, it's never just a meeting, but a partnership built on trust, guided by a clear understanding of the challenges and powered by innovation. Highlighting that both the countries are moving forward to sign a free trade agreement or FTA, the Israeli ambassador stated that India and Israel will deepen defense partnership by updating security agreements during Prime Minister Modi's visit. Ambassador of India to Israel JP Singh has said that Prime Minister Modi's visit to Israel will be a historic one. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News in Jerusalem, Mr. Singh called it a historic visit and elaborated upon the Prime Minister's engagements in Israel.
This historic visit, we are taking it to a new phase of strategic relationship. During his visit, he will be having a detailed discussions with Prime Minister Netanyahu. He will also meet President Mr. Herzog, and most importantly, he will address the Knesset. Besides this, a number of agreements will be signed during the visit.
The Supreme Court today sought responses of the Union Ministries on a proposal for shifting all coal-based industries out of Delhi NCR to ensure better air quality. Responses have been sought by the bench comprising Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justices Joy Malia Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi to deal with the persistent air quality crisis in NCR. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies defeated Zimbabwe by 107 runs in the Super 8 Group 1 clash at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.